All right, let's do the Minnesota goodbye and see if there's anything that we had to clean up or talk about. Was there anything that we said we need to talk about in the Minnesota goodbye?
No, yesterday's Minnesota goodbye was a disaster. It was,
was
me
it
and
a
you.
Disaster?
Yeah, it was me and you looking for emails basically the entire podcast.
That's
so
right.
There's no way it can be worse, and there's nothing. We were like, oh, we'll have to wait for tomorrow for that one. It was more like, hopefully we find anything for tomorrow. Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of emails for today, so I've not got a chance to pre-read them. The first one that scares me is it comes with an audio component, and I'm not, oh, God.
Well, you don't have to play it. You don't have to play the audio component. That was just her showing us that these people are funny. It's a podcast she listens to that she's recommending. So you'll be fine just playing it, I think.
Let's come back to that one in a second. Let's do that one in a minute here. I was listening to April 18th show, and I have to say I've never been so sad to hear a bit. This goes on with, you know, Jenny and the chewing.
Which we addressed yesterday.
And we're not going to spend a lot of time on that one because number one, we did not know that it would trigger so many people with the chewing and the sound, and so we apologize. Number two, Jenny was not upset or offended. Jenny would have told us if she said, no, I'm not going to do that. We would never, ever make fun of somebody for a condition. Mm-hmm. So we're going to kind of move past that one. I appreciate you writing in, and I appreciate you understanding that we weren't trying to rattle anybody. We were just trying to have some fun, and will we do it again? No, probably not. Little late to the topic, but this is too good to share. A few years ago, my wife and I were driving home from northern Minnesota and just chatting, just killing time. At one point, we saw a billboard for Second Wind exercise equipment with Dick and Rico, the guy with the mustache, and people used to make fun of his mustache, whatever. I commented about how it's so weird that a guy has become a local fixture for selling used treadmills. We stopped talking about that and passed the car in front of us. And I look up to my right, and who's driving the white SUV? Dick fucking Enrico. You cannot make this up.
I don't think I would recognize him, but I think it's because I'm not from Minnesota.
Yeah, he was all over TV for a long time for Second Wind exercise equipment, and he's like a guy probably 50 years old with like dark hair, glasses, and a mustache. You could not mistake Dick Enrico.
Are they still open?
They are, but they don't call them Second Wind anymore.
Okay, gotcha.
And he got very wealthy off of those, I believe.
Good for him.
And they were all over, like, this part of the state and part of the country and maybe in Iowa, that type of thing. You cannot make it up. We didn't believe it, so I slowed down to let him pass us, and the license plate said Second Wind. Unreal. Ben, that is so far my favorite email of the day.
Yeah.
But it's the first email of the day, Ben, so, you know, you do have some competition.
Yeah.
Let me delete that one. The reason I say that out loud is because if I don't delete it, then I'll come back the next day and Fallon and I will go, did we read that one about Dick and Rico? I know we read it off the air. Did we read it on the air? All right, next one. From Chow. Chow says, so true, Dave. Age is only a number in a way. When I was younger, I always look at old people like they don't get it and they aren't hip, etc. As I get older, I realize that I'm still the same person, just wiser and more aged. You'll always look back at when you are 20, 30, or 40 and say to yourself, I wasn't that old. You're only as old as you make yourself feel. I'm currently 44 years old. Chow, I'm so happy you listened to the show because a lot of people think that KWB, it's changed over the years. KWB used to be definitely the younger leaning, you could say, teen station because we were the ones that all teens listened to for many, many years. And so the funny thing is, as people got older, I'd run into somebody who was like 42 years old and they haven't listened since they were 15 years old, since the Eagles were big. And they'll be, KDWB is that teeny bopper bubblegum station. And I would say, dude, we are not that anymore because we've expanded from just appealing to 18 to 24 year old people to appealing probably to 18 to 64 year old people.
Yeah, for sure.
And we get a lot of people that are younger, and I guarantee you we get people in their 70s and possibly 80s that listen to KWB too. And yes, for the music, but also because of the fact that in the morning we do much more besides music. So, but I always tell people you're younger than you think, and I think it's even actually a chapter in my new book. I was getting on the elevator with a woman who works, I think her name is Haley, and she helps out with the morning show over at KFAN, and I'll ride up on the elevator with her once in a while. And a couple of years ago, she's like, it's my birthday. And she's like, I'm 30. And I said, you know, You are a lot younger, Haley, than you think. I know 30 sounds old, but when you get to be a little bit older, you'll be amazed that you ever thought 30 was old. So
it's true.
I think that's kind of the lesson. So one day, Fallon, you'll look at yourself at 39 and go, God, I thought I was old at 39 years old. So
yeah, I know.
Okay. Ready for another one?
I think so, yeah.
I've been binging the podcast sitting at work, so crap is following through the noggin. I think they mean flowing. I'm normally not one to be sensitive, and I'm not on the bag in the PC. Everybody else's feelings matter, blah, blah, blah. I wish I could remember the day, but you guys were talking about an award show, and they made a joke about everybody on Ozempic. Jenny, you made a comment about a friend who has taken it for their weight loss, and you openly said she shamed them. Ozempic is, who's the girl from The Office, and she's
Mindy
done other
Kaling. And I can tell you where I know where this email is going to go. And you weren't here the day Jenny and I talked about it on the podcast either. But we talked about how, if you haven't heard of it, it's like what people are using. And the upsetting part is that people that need it are having a harder time getting it. And it's like causing the prices to go up, especially for people that are diabetic. I pre-read this woman's email. So I know, like, she's saying, like, obviously if you need to lose weight, it is used for that as well. But the people that I won't speak on behalf of Jenny because I don't know about her friend, but I think that people like Mindy Kaling were not super obese and needed this to lose weight to like live, basically. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of celebrities are and people in general are misusing it to be extremely skinny, not because they were obese to begin with and needed to lose weight. Because I know that like actual, like getting the sleeve or what is the other one where you get the full surgery?
That's gastric bypass.
Yes, very expensive surgery. So this would be obviously a much cheaper alternative to that if you need that. So I think that maybe it was just worded in a way that was upsetting because I got a couple of emails that day too saying, hey, it's not just for people with diabetes. It is used to help people who need to lose weight. I get that. I think what we were saying was it's upsetting to see people like Mindy Kaling who don't need to lose 300 pounds, 200 pounds, even 100 pounds. Mindy Kaling probably needed, like, and I didn't say needed, wanted to lose 20 or 30 pounds. You know what I mean? Very different.
No. Yep, totally get that. I'm going to finish up their email a little bit. They say, coming from an overweight person who has tried everything and anything to the point where it's becoming unhealthy, I was ready to sign up for one of those surgeries that cost $30,000 not covered through insurance. So when these drugs were coming back with benefits of weight loss, and can be even covered by insurance. Just wanted to point out that some of these medications aren't just for one specific purpose. Yes, lots of famous people who started taking it have created it to be a fad.
Yeah.
But it's a lifestyle for some of us that are similar situations of health problems, whether it is diabetes or obesity. Sidebar, but connected, medications have side effects that are sometimes desirable. I take a medication that is called finasteride. And finasteride was originally, and I take finasteride because it helps with hair loss. Because some guys, if they're losing your hair genetically, whatever, some people will respond like me to finasteride where you get to keep your hair longer and it doesn't fall out as fast. And so I've got a decent head of hair, especially for somebody who's my age, and I will attribute it to finasteride. Finasteride was not invented for hair loss prevention. It was invented, I think, for like varicose veins or something like that.
Oh.
I don't remember. But then they noticed a side effect was, because they do mounds of research, they noted that men that had been losing their hair stopped losing their hair.
Interesting.
So there are side effects, and that is not the only one. There's got to be a ton of drugs that do that. So I think the problem is just exactly what Fallon said. You said it perfectly. It's for people like Mindy Kaling, and then that's a whole other discussion. Why does Mindy Kaling feel the pressure to lose 10 or 15 pounds? Well, we all want to. I've lost weight with Livia, not because I had to, because it was a health issue. It was just because I wanted to.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to look a little bit better. I told Fallon, I said, I don't want to be the old guy with the belly.
Yeah.
You know what it is. It's the skinny old guy. He's got skinny arms, moderately thin legs, and he's got the belly. I said, I don't like being that guy.
I get that, yeah.
So I thought I'd work up and have all of me be fat.
Okay.
Starting with the neck.
All right.
What I want is the neck that goes from my chin right down to my nipples.
Neck to nipples.
Yep.
I'm going to call the episode Neck to Nipples. Thank you for that.
Thank you for coming up with names for these episodes. Okay, here's one totally random and short. It says, besides listening to you guys daily on the podcast, I started listening to the Copycat Killer podcast on iHeartRadio. It is so addicting and so good if you like true crime stories. I love podcast suggestions, so thank you for that one. I don't know for sure that I'll remember to check it out.
I don't really listen to those anymore. I went through a phase where I listened to kind of true crime. Yeah, true crime podcasts, and now I don't. The closest I get is that one I've talked about a lot, the National Park After Dark. Sometimes they'll talk about a crime that happened in a national park, but it's not like what the base of the podcast is about.
Okay, this one says, another podcast one, since we're talking about podcast. Hi, guys. Obligatory. You guys are the best. Been listening for 20 years. You guys get it, but seriously, love you guys. I'm sure either Jenny or Fallon, but I've heard it, but I want to share it with you guys. It's a podcast called I've Had It. I originally found it on TikTok, so I attached a video if you want to check out a short clip.
I have not heard of that.
It's called I've Had It. These ladies are freaking hilarious. They sometimes remind me of you guys when you go off on a rant. They go off about gender reveals, stick people bumper stickers, people going slow in the self-checkout lanes, and tons more. Can I say that I love when you guys go off on rants? It reminds me that you were three normal people with normal lives, and your lives aren't perfect, and things do piss you off. I'm a mom of three boys, and it's so refreshing when Fallon goes on a little rant about Olive, another reason I love you all. Piggybacking off your talks about dogs peeing in the house, do you guys get your dog's anal glands squeezed out or emptied? Yes. One of my dogs been going nonstop licking his ass. I know how much Fallon loves that sound.
I hate it.
And now he's been scooting his nasty ass all over the rug in the living room. Our vet, of course, is booked out for weeks. Animals are freaking disgusting sometimes. I think you can get that done at the groomer, probably call down and ask about that. You can also, honestly, you can do it yourself. I tried it with Josie one time. You get the rubber gloves. You watch the YouTube video. It did work, but not well enough that I didn't still have to get it done from the vet. You said the other day you were going to stop Fallon responding to every DM. Totally understandable. I'm sure you get a ton of them. I have to say, I've sent you a couple of DMs and you've replied. I screenshot that shit, sent it to my friend who is a listener. We think it's so cool. We're in our late 30s and that shit makes us so excited. So even though you can't respond to all of them, know the ones that you do respond to make our day. All right. Taking up enough of your time. Goodbye. Long time listener. Shay. Thank you, Shay.
Thank you, Shay. I appreciate that. I do try to respond to every single one. So
yeah, I do too. I just feel like people think it's really nice when I do respond and people are surprised when I respond. Because, you know, it takes me a couple of seconds if they send a picture or they go, oh my God, I can't believe you did that. Or, oh my God, I heard that funny. That was funny. It just takes a couple of seconds to tap respond and say, hey, glad you love it. I'm glad you like the show. And, you know, to me, it's like I try to do it, but there are some. I don't think I probably get as many as you do, but I try to respond to all of them. Last one for now, and I'm scrolling so I can open the whole thing. Here we go. Dave, Fallon, Jenny, Drake, you can say my name. It's Candace. I was catching up on the podcast on 410. You read an email about someone's shit grandma. David mentioned maybe the grandma had a traumatic past, and while he didn't promote the concept of don't let it bother you in regards to trauma, it made me think how much education is still needed for us humans to understand what trauma can do to a person. I am a licensed marriage and family therapy and registered play therapist, and trauma is one of the areas I specialize in. So here is a book recommendation. The Body Keeps the Score by, and I won't say their name, but it's a long name, The Body Keeps the Score. It's a heavy read, but really great, and talks about the potential outcomes of trauma. I also recommend researching on YouTube for the video titled, How Childhood Trauma Affects Health Across a Lifetime. Trauma gets stuck in our bodies and brains and can have lasting impacts if it's not worked through, treated, healed from, etc. I'm always trying to spread the word about trauma so there can be more empathy and compassion in the world. Anyway, thanks for the read. I don't know. I will say I never had any childhood trauma. My childhood was very typical, standard, fine. I don't have any child. My mom and dad were great. Not all the time, but they were great. They made me very happy and made me feel safe and loved and appreciated most of the time. I had some trauma go down a few years ago that Fallon knows about. Mm-hmm. That I never talked about on the radio, and that still, to this day, keeps me from getting close to certain people. It makes me not want to trust somebody who wants to be my friend.
Yeah.
That was probably the most, it was, I used to tell Fallon, it was the most traumatic thing I'd been through other than the death of my parents. And it was very traumatic, and still to this day, if somebody is acting a little bit suspicious or odd, it absolutely triggers me. So I believe you.
Understandably so. Now, Dave and I both know each other's traumas. And now we're such good friends that we can bring them up in a joking manner. And
it's true. Those are the best, aren't they? Those are the best.
We've gotten to the point. Like, I think it's interesting because you have to test it out early. And you can tell real quick if someone's like, oh, they're not there yet. And then after, you know, few years, we really could just give it to each other. And even some days we'll be like, nope, not today. And the other one's like, okay, yep.
Yeah, because we get it. I think that's really, and you know what, Fallon and I deal with a lot of things through humor.
Yes, we
whereas
do.
Whereas
yeah.
If I were to bring up something with, like, I know friends that would not subscribe to that at all.
No.
I'm going to give you one more thought about trauma. And Fallon, you want to add anything to it? Yeah, absolutely. But a lot of the time, we don't know about somebody else's trauma.
Mm-mm.
You don't know. Let's say that you were sexually assaulted when you were 17. You're not going to go around wearing that on a shirt, so most people don't know. So if somebody brings up something about that, they're not going to know that that still is affecting you. If you got robbed at knife point on the U of M when you were a senior, holy shit, that's got to be very, very traumatic.
Yeah.
Even though you walked away safely. But you probably aren't going to tell people that. So that can come up somehow in a conversation or a TV show, or you'll be sitting there 15 years later on the couch with your new husband and somebody will get held up at knife point and you're like, holy shit, because it comes back at you. But your husband might not ever know that that was a problem.
Right.
So a lot of my point is we don't go around broadcasting our trauma so people aren't aware that maybe they need to be gentler around you about certain things.
Yes, for sure.
That's it.
I don't have much else to add to that. I think that you're right.
Okay. Thanks for all the emails. We appreciate that. Send more emails to ryanshow@kdwb.com.